Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, the FDA approves Shionogi's Zocova, a PharmaM and A. Roundup covers Servier's acquisition of Edgewise Therapeutics' muscular dystrophy, Eli Lilly's licensing of Hanmi's long-acting GLP-2 therapy, and the merger of Rally Bio and Avenzo Therapeutics. Finally, Sean Werner examines why breakthrough cell and gene therapies continue to fail at the regulatory finish line. The FDA has approved Zocova for post-exposure of COVID-19 in adults and adolescents 12 years and older following contact with an infected individual, making it the first and only oral therapy approved in the United States to help prevent COVID-19 after exposure. The approval is supported by results from the Phase 3 Scorpio PEP trial, in which Zocova reduced the risk of symptomatic COVID-19 by 67% through day 10 compared to placebo. Zocova is administered as a 5-day oral regimen and is already approved in Japan for post-exposure prophylaxis. And the U.S. approval introduces a new prevention strategy at a time when COVID-19 continues to cause between 120,000 and 240,000 hospitalizations annually in the United States. Servier has entered a definitive agreement to acquire Edgewise Therapeutics' first-in-class myosin inhibitor for muscular dystrophy, along with the entire muscular dystrophy business, for $1.55 billion upfront and up to $1.1 billion in additional milestone payments, for aggregate consideration of up to $2.65 billion, with the transaction expected to close in the third quarter of 2026. Eli Lilly has licensed Hanmi Pharmaceutical's long-acting GLP-2 analog, currently in a global Phase 2 trial for short bowel syndrome, gaining exclusive worldwide rights outside of Korea to develop, manufacture, and commercialize the therapy, while Hanmi continues to run the ongoing Phase 2 study through completion. And Rally Bio and Avenzo Therapeutics announced a definitive merger agreement under which the combined company will operate as Avenzo Therapeutics on NASDAQ under the ticker AVZO, backed by an oversubscribed $215 million concurrent private placement from investors including Blackstone Multi-Asset Investing and accounts advised by T. Rowe Price. Finally, Sean Werner examines why cell and gene therapies with compelling clinical profiles continue to receive FDA complete response letters at an unusually high rate, with manufacturing strategy and process design emerging as the industry's most persistent regulatory vulnerabilities. Werner argues that for a modality where the manufacturing process is inseparable from the product itself, late-stage regulatory failures most commonly trace not to clinical data gaps, but to deficiencies in process characterization, analytical method validation, comparability studies, and the ability to demonstrate that commercial-scale manufacturing reliably reproduces what was made in clinical trials. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.